And productive statement. We will soon see where it will lead as he keeps pushing for North Korean denuclearization. The president also said Democrats are rooting against us after House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Kim was the big winner.
And when he got this letter from the president saying, okay, never mind, he must be having a giggle fit.
Now, the president also fired off tweets continuing to claim his campaign was spied on. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who was at both classified meetings with the FBI and lawmakers yesterday, says no.
Nothing we heard today has changed our view.
Schiff claims there was no spy. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
WSOY News Time, 8:03. The Illinois lawmaker who says House Speaker Mike Madigan retaliated against her for statements about rooting out sexual harassment in the Capitol wants the process for investigating ethics complaints in the legislature overhauled. Chicago State Representative Kelly Cassidy says it's not independent. The legislative inspector general is tasked with investigations, but an ethics commission made up of House and Senate members must grant permission to proceed. Cassidy says her demands last winter for a fully independent investigation of Madigan's handling of sexual harassment prompted Madigan allies to ultimately force her to resign her job with the Cook County Sheriff. Madigan denied involvement and asked the legislative inspector general to investigate. Democratic Senator Christina Castro of Elgin has legislation to revamp the ethics investigation process, but it has not moved in the Senate. Cardinals and Cubs were idle last night. White Sox are back in action this evening as they're in Detroit to take on the Tigers. Cubs are at San Francisco. They are set to play the Giants starting at 1:20. And it's Cardinal baseball for you this evening right here on WSOI as the Redbirds are in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. Pregame at 5:10. First pitch, 6:05. Your next news update comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
Made locally.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today. We might see some increasing clouds. Highs are going to be around 88 degrees. Then for tonight, could see a few tiny scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, lows around 68 degrees for your Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs near 89. Sunday, sunshine, highs near 93. Then for your Memorial Day, sunny and highs around 92 degrees. It is 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Yeah, it's Friday. 8 o'clock hour, Byers & Company rolls next. Matt Hall will join us, talk about last night's event. And so much more. Next.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, heading into the three-day Memorial Day weekend. Forecast looks good. Grills are ready to go. Pools are ready to open. Probably a lot of boaters out on Lake Decatur. But don't, please don't forget to take just a few minutes on Monday or throughout the weekend to remember what Memorial Day is all about. And just a little inner reflection on the men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice throughout the years wearing the uniform of this country so that you can have your Memorial Day picnic and your boat outing and open the pool and have a great time. So Matt Hall joins us in studios here today, part of our Now Decatur team. Man, has this been, I feel like it's the start of summer officially,
yeah.
But man, what a whirlwind the last 8 weeks have been.
It has been. It really has
even
been.
Even for us.
I know. I am surprised that it's already at the end of the month. We're already at the end of May. How are we already almost halfway through the year? It seems like you just yesterday we were finishing up for the ESPN Football Awards. And it was January and it was kind of cold outside. Now it's 90 and we're getting ready for golf tournaments, and it's unbelievable. It's crazy that it's already here.
Well, a lot of stuff going on, all of it good, including last night's please
woohoo.
Okay, it gave me the dirty look and then realized what
you
I was
you
asking.
You can say woohoo.
I can't say it the way you guys say it. It was Bogle's name for the event. She self-named it, which we asked her to do.
Of course.
And it was
woohoo.
Bogle's Alive. So that's the event we had last night at the beach house. There's a video up that Matt did last night. There's also, I'm sure Val's got photos on the way. Mm-hmm. Val Cook was there taking photos. Great picture by, is it Clay? What's Clay's last name?
Tony?
The photographer?
Jackson.
From the Herald Review of, because Pete Paulin showed up last night and he had a vase of flowers, the exact color of the purple.
I saw that.
In Debbie's hair. And even the card said woohoo on the card.
there was a picture of him in the paper.
That's what I said.
Sorry.
Just because Jeff's not here today doesn't mean you have to play his role.
No, I also saw him at the party, but I didn't know who they were from.
Oh, gotcha.
The story, because I was not there.
Well, there's the picture of him hugging Debbie with the flowers, the great picture you just referenced. In today's Herald Review, along with a nice story by Jalen Cook. So we appreciate them coming out and supporting the cause last night. And the PayPal thing, by the way, if you missed it and you didn't get a chance to donate and you'd like to donate, you can go to the event page on Facebook. You can go, is our link still up or is it?
It's still up.
Okay, so you can go there and get the PayPal link and you can make a donation still. So, that's ongoing if you'd like to support the cause. Big, huge turnout from sponsors and advertisers and our radio partners. And as far as like the donations, we had great prizes.
It was unbelievable. It was a great time of, starting, you got there and got a chance to hang out with Eric for a little bit and saw, Lindsay and everybody had the room take shape and it looked great. And then, people started coming in at like 4:15, and then, Debbie was there, and everybody's kind of happy, and then 5 o'clock hit, and all of a sudden it was, let's party, which is what we wanted, and people came in, everybody's hugging, having a great time, Tat, shirtless, it brought the house down, I think. It was an amazing night to be part of, and I tried to hopefully capture some of it in the video we put up, and talked to some of the players in it, and I'm happy for her. I'm happy for the community. It was really, really awesome to be a part of that.
Absolutely. And a shout out to Tab because that was, by the way, wasn't his fashion choice last night. I'm pretty sure that was
me.
That was you?
Yeah. So we were at the beach house and we were trying to figure out who to use for celebrity judges. I'm like, let's use Tat. And we were joking about it. I'm like, let's use shirtless Tat. Why can't we use shirtless Tat?
Tat's put in a lot of hours at the gym. Mm-hmm. And so he was kind of, I mean, the guy will do anything for a good cause. Tell you what, he was having a lot of fun out doing the celebrity bartending part at the outside bar, along with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, by the way. And she had asked me about the what to wear. She sent me a text is this casual? Can I wear shorts? And I said, well, here's your bartending partner. And I just sent her a picture of shirtless Tat. I go, let your own judgment do the walk.
You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah. So anyway, we want to thank the beach house and everyone.
They were incredible last night. Man, that staff was incredible last night. Angie and company. They put on a great show. Great show. They always have. I had my wedding reception out there a long time ago. That place is just amazing, and they are a stand-up act.
Yeah, really are. Team Soy, John and Susie Skaffington, Skaff Distributing, Kevin and Sue Berhaney, DCC Marketing, Care Demersion Haas, both DMH and HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, Congressman Roddy Davis, Dr. Bill Van Alstine, Dale and Rita Coley, and the folks at Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs, Dan and Joe Calkins, Bob and Lucy Smith, Julie Curry, Tricia and Joe Erickson, Newhoff Media, all sponsors of the event, a couple of anonymous ones. You know who you are, and I thank you. Todd, Angie, and the crew of the Beach House, Dan Nelson, and Decatur Blue for all the printing and the stand-ups, Val Cook Photography for doing all the photos for the evening, and Tony Albertina for the photo booth that he brought out for people to have fun with. And then we had a huge list of auction and raffle donors. Tate and Lyle, ADM, J.L. Hubbard, Skeff Distributing, David Fischel in the Allerton Mansion, Kenny's Ace Hardware. That's a sore subject in our household right now. Mm-hmm. Not Kenny's Ace Hardware. We love them. Matt, be my witness here. You saw me filling out all of those raffle tickets.
How many did you put
night,
in the
right?
South Side?
Oh, I can't imagine how many tickets you had, first of all, because I watched you just carry this giant thing of pink tickets, and all of a sudden you're writing them all down. And then you went through all of the grill tickets in front of everybody, and it was this massive pile of tickets for Lindsay.
I didn't see how many went
into
like South Side.
And then like six for everything else, and then that she just somehow didn't win. I blame Eric, because he was the one that was drawing tickets, I think. It's easy to blame Eric. But it seemed like you did put a fair share in.
It was a night of highs and lows for me in this area. The high point was cutting Eric out of that ping driver and the golf package from Southside.
Yeah.
He really wanted that.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did win it. So that was the high point. The low point meaning, because, oh, my God, I've just won this. I bet you $1,000. I don't care how many tickets I pulled in there. They're going to not pull one out for this grill.
Lindsay's over there writing ticket numbers down. All of a sudden, you hear this expletive. And they're like, uh-oh. And then Brian's like, is the grill gone yet? I'm like, nope. I don't think she won. And there it was. And
some of us understood that we were there to raise money for Debbie Vogel.
I get that. I want to know how many went in that South Side.
Back to our list. Heroic Age and Liaison Home Automation, the Decatur Park District, the Children's Museum of Central Illinois, Linda and Gary Roberts, Beach House, Spin City, Marquee Coffee, Door 4 Brewing, Val Cook, Southside Country Club, Shaney Goss, Megan Harden, Decatur Celebration, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, Coach, Rachel Holden Photography, Walmart, the Brass Horn 2, the Red Barn Kitchen, Soul Bistro, Sloan's, Abby McIntosh. Abby and Aaron were there last night having a lot of fun. Pan Guyman, Pam and John bought a bunch of auction items, including John, who is an executive at ADM, bought the ADM Cubs tickets last night, which I thought was extra special. Soul Bistro, Taproot, Coney McCain's, Robbie's, Randy West, and the R-Bar, and Giggles. And then a big thanks to Matt Hall, Eric Lee, Lindsay Romano, David Fischel, Marlene Fischel, Tricia Erickson, Amber Kaler, Joni Zimmerman, and yours truly were the committee that made up the party committee planning the event. So big, big fun. Great video up on NowDecatur.com and the NowDecatur Facebook page. I've also shared it out on my Facebook. You were kind of trailing around everything last night with the video camera. What were your observations of just some of the interactions that were going on?
There were just so many, because it was you would see the people kind of run in and look at the auction items. So it was, you know, it was kind of busy inside. Then the outside part got going because people saw Tat and everybody was having fun. The photo booth was jumping. But it also kind of hovered around Debbie. You kind of knew where Debbie was because you heard laughing and you heard the other things going on. And then you'd look up and you'd see the little purple streak and knew that was Debbie over there. And everybody was having just a great, great time. I didn't see anybody out there. Not that I would see anybody moping around, but nobody. I mean, everybody was laughing, talking to random people. It didn't matter. It was just, it was really fun to see. And it was hard to capture because it was just so much going on. Like, well, this is awesome. This is awesome. Man, it was just, it was really, really great. I was really happy and proud and all that last night watching this come to fruition.
All right. So here's the deal. One of my moments of the night was there were two guys that came up to the table. Clearly, English was their second language. Yeah. And I don't know internationally where they're here from. And they were trying to figure out this benefit. They just wanted a drink on the deck. And I think Joni got them to like pay full ticket price to come in and just have a drink.
I saw those guys. And they did. Yeah. They sure did. They came in. They walked around for a little bit. Looked like they knew nobody there. But they got a beer from Tat. It worked.
And paid $20 to go buy that beer.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. So everybody, almost everyone, in the spirit of what the night was all about. Almost everyone.
Look, it would have been a different story had I given you instructions to put them all in Southside.
Okay, wait, hang on a second. can I go back here? And Matt, am I not allowed to do this as a human being? You're newly married.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, you said...
Careful, I will send this podcast to your wife.
You said put the $100 of raffle tickets in the grill thing, mm-hmm. which I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I bought more. I mean, so am I not allowed to support Debbie even more?
No, okay, you're right.
And then choose where I put those?
They were your tickets, it's fine.
I did exactly what she instructed me to do. I can't help the fact that even though there were 75% of the tickets in that bag were ours,
yep.
we didn't win. I can't. There's nothing I can do to control that. I even said, you know, after I bought the bike and the Spin City package, that I gave her the custom shoes and all of that. You know,
wow.
I said, hey, do you think Little Man would like the sunglasses? Here are the gooders.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Little Man.
Okay, so, and buy him a $200 pair of shoes that he'll outgrow in 3 months?
Right.
That sounds like a smart move.
Oh, that's, I mean, look, the value of the
shoes. Does that not feel gracious to you on some level?
Look, that does feel pretty gracious. I'm not gonna lie. That feels like a little bit of that's nice.
That's like a really sweet consolation prize.
It is. A pretty sweet consolation prize.
Yeah, that's.
And we can still get a grill from Kenny's. Yeah. It's not like they're not for sale.
I know.
Act like it's some like item that you know they pulled out of like the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, we can go get one. They've got all kinds.
They do exist. I know.
All right. It was fun. A lot of fun. And I'm not going to tell you it wasn't a little sweet winning that driver and Eric having to announce it. That was a good feeling.
I heard the reaction. I was standing next to you. I heard this, yeah, and then the kind of a karate punch. I'm like, wow, somebody's pumped for this driver. That's
awesome. I really wanted the driver, and I really wanted to win it over Eric. So that's the best of both worlds.
Oh, sorry. I thought I had it off. Good grief.
Are you doing this for you and Jeff both today? I mean, is this some sort of combination of, like, you got to make up for both of you?
Is he here, by the way?
No, I haven't seen him.
Uh-uh.
I didn't talk to Jeff last night, but evidently Jeff was a little adventurous.
Adventurous is a good way to put it.
He started his four-day weekend. Good for him. He was ready to roll.
He said he'd been in after eight.
he had a good time because he was talking with Kathy and Mike for a little while, and he knew everybody. He was bringing, you know, a Joe around, which was nice.
Now, he knew everybody, or he was in the mood where he thinks he knows everybody. Because those are two different things.
Watching the reaction of the people, they seemed like they knew him. So that was good. Through one eye,
everybody looks familiar.
like Jeff has this, like, there is this, like, let's say if the party's gone a little too long, Jeff's got this familiarity thing that is, like, he's everybody's best friend.
Sure. Look, he had a lot of best friends last night, it seemed like.
And it was this proximity thing of, like, personal space?
It seemed like he was all right. It seemed like it was these people
genuinely
wanted to talk to Jeff.
All I know is I got a text with him, like a screenshot of his Fitbit last night, and then I won't be in until after 8.
Nice.
Those were the two texts.
Yeah, there you go. That was a good one. And God bless him for getting 10,000 steps yesterday. That a boy. You were in on that too? Yeah, I was in on that too.
God. And he knows that I hate group text. I mean, that's clearly, yeah.
Yeah, he was firing all cylinders for sure, I'm sure. But he had a good time. It was a great time to have by y'all. It was a fun event. Thank you for helping put it on, obviously, and let me be a part of it. And it was great. Happy for Debbie, happy for that group, and woohoo.
No doubt. The auction items will be enjoyed. That Allerton Park thing is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
That really is a cool. We'd love to go over to Allerton Park and that mansion there. Mm. Eric Lee was telling me last night that supposedly it's haunted.
I've heard that.
And so you get to stay overnight. Maybe you get like a really cool experience. Who knows? Can't promise you that in the auction, but you know, you're going to spend the night in a haunted house.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
It does. That mansion is so cool. Have you been over there?
I've not been in it.
You need to take the little one over there when she's a little bit older because they've got gardens and sculptures. And I mean, it's a huge, huge park. I mean, you know, it's an amazing. It's just beautiful. All right. Well, thanks again to everybody for making it happen last night. We got to get back to the WSOY MCA Challenge. I was asking Matt out there, is it just me? I feel exhausted. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of Molly. And it's not because, I mean, I think the only thing getting me through this is the WSOY MCA Challenge because, you know, we're in better shape. But is there have you ever been heading into a three-day weekend needing a three-day weekend more than you feel
right now? Really, honestly, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep. I mean, like, it's been so long since I was sick, like, where I just want to go, I'm going to sleep.
Sleep coma. Yes, I agree with you. It feels like three-day weekends are always exciting and always good to come up with, but I'm just ready to not do anything for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Man.
Turn on the AC. I don't even care if I see the sun. I mean, it's just sort of literally, like, I am just going to veg, and it'll be nice to do that. Everyone out there, though, enjoy your, you know, parties, and the pools will open, and I'm sure Lake Decatur will be packed full of people, and there's a lot of great things that are going on. But remember Memorial Day on Monday. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Veterans Day. I think sometimes the kids mix these up. Memorial Day is to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, died, defending this country. Veterans Day is in support of all men and women, you know, who have participated or been in the armed services. And for years, until 1970, Memorial Day was always on May 30th. And then they started this three-day, you know, Monday thing. Somebody figured out, hey, you know, we can get 3 days out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moved to be the last Monday in May. Now, next week, we roll right into our Operation Cookie Share, which is like right after Memorial Day, there is a physical way you can support those men and women that serve in uniform by buying cookies. The money all stays here to sell, help support the Girl Scouts, but the cookies are shipped all over the world to our men and women in uniform. And the great thing about that is back when we were kids, or when you were a kid, Lindsay was a kid, I was a kid even, you could, as a classroom, write letters or send something. All you had to do is put, you know, Army soldier on the envelope, and it would get to a soldier. Mm-hmm. You know, now, after 9/11, you know, stuff being sent in the mail and anthrax and bombs and all of that, it's very hard if you don't have a specific, there's a system they have to identify where a soldier is. If you don't have that information, it's hard to do that. So the Girl Scouts taking care of all of that for you. All you have to do is, like, you buy a case of cookies, that's it.
So nice.
Money stays here, supports the Girl Scouts. That case of cookies is going to go to Afghanistan or Djibouti, the Horn of Africa, or maybe to Tennessee, you know, all over the United States and the world to support the troops. And the money stays right here to empower young women in the Girl Scouts. So I can't think of a better win-win than that. And that's going to be all day Thursday. We'll be in Central Park. We'll be starting the show there starting at 6. Mm-hmm. I know Eric's going to be down there doing the show. I know Miggy and Y103 crew are going to be down there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So there's lunch. What did they tell me? Who's coming out for lunch?
University Dogs. There's going to be, you can get the hot dog, or you can also get a brat, or you can get it Polish.
You realize that you have just described my kryptonite.
I know.
Some people, it's sweets. Some people it's cake or chocolate. Some people it's pizza. I mean, I am a lover of hot dogs. I mean, and like, there's nothing. I don't know if it's that early childhood experience of going to the ballpark, you know, and like that whole get a dog. I mean, there's that great line in the Kevin Costner movie, A Field of Dreams. You know, it's like that dog and a beer. You know, there's just that thing. And I think I'll indulge.
You should. On a new grill. Everybody wins. It's great.
Brian's like, shut up.
I just knew what was going to happen. I knew it. I thought about it as I was putting the few tickets that I put into the Southside Country Club package. I go, you wait and see. I mean, it took me 20 minutes to fill out all those tickets to put in the grill thing. And I said, you wait. Almost like guaranteed. I put one ticket in here. That's going to be the ticket
that's
they
gonna
draw.
Be the one.
And I put 100 tickets in over here, and it won't get drawn. And that's exactly what happened.
Take that, Eric. Oh, crap.
Yeah. I had my moment. Just my moment. All right, so thanks again to everybody. Check out Matt's video. It really does sort of capture the evening. Thanks again to Jalen Cook for the nice story in the Herald Review, and to Clay for that great picture with Pete giving Debbie a hug and those purple flowers to match her hair. Now, the only thing I didn't get to do, I didn't see you put any purple hair in last night, or you, as a matter of fact.
I have witnesses. I put one in.
When? After I left?
No. I think you were still there because it was hanging from my ear.
I would have noticed that.
Yeah.
So at 8 o'clock, you decided to put one in.
Aubrey cut it for me.
Huh?
I would have. I thought we had a limited amount, so I didn't want to take somebody. Because
that's
when
also
I was sitting
what
up
I
there,
thought,
people
yeah.
were, I mean, it was always, oh, I want this, I want this.
I didn't have anything to attach it to. So sure. You have to have
goatee.
Hair.
I think we should have really put it in there and then just trimmed it.
Okay. You know what? I should have done that. I really should have. And I didn't get my picture in the cutout.
I didn't either.
And so
I don't even think I got any.
But in the video, you want a really disturbing picture. I expect it to be used in a campaign ad this fall. It's Tony Brown for the Mid County Sheriff's Office.
That frightened me.
I think it's fantastic. That guy, like Tat, like other folks that I know, will do anything for a good cause and really isn't afraid to put himself out.
He walked
there.
By. He's like, oh, this is cute. I'm like, put your face in it. Really? Yeah, do it. All right. So
there's just a moment in the video where you go, is that Tony Brown?
It's a weird moment.
The Kid or Blue did these cutouts with like Bogle's hair and body and the face cutout, like you see at amusement parks or whatever. So you can put your own face in there and show like solidarity. And Matt captured a brilliant one with Tony Brown last night at the fundraiser. You know what I really liked, too, and I thought was pretty cool was how generational last night was. You saw, like, demographics and ages and people from all walks of life, which clearly, I think, demonstrates, you know, how much Debbie's done. And Jalen Cook was asking me, you know, he hasn't been here a long time, you know, that Debbie, it's not just her time as the executive director on the United Way or even her time here, you know, doing the stuff that we do in the community. I first met Debbie way back at the old studios when I think it was BLDD Architects that she was with, but she was heavily involved and, you know, she was one of the people who come to us and, you know, on behalf of the United Way and trying to, and then when she was here, I don't know if there was a week that went by the entire time she spent working for us where she was not bringing me a story from someone in the community who needed help.
Yep.
That was just what she did.
Yep.
All the time. So it goes way beyond just being the executive director of the YMCA. It's like a lifetime of doing that in the community.
And doing all that in the community, but also just the person that she is. Not, it doesn't have to be just that she's doing all that stuff in the community. It's just that she's so fun to be around. She, anybody who talks to her is a friend of hers. And yeah.
Although I've got to ask about the names, because it's interesting, because we have always called her Bogle. Or I have, anyway.
Yeah, Bogle.
And I don't know if I just set the tone here. You know, it was always Bogle.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I know Sue Brahaney called her Bogle in the newspaper article, which cracked me up because that's just Bogle.
It's Bogle.
Somehow Nick calls her Deb. And I have no idea where that came from.
That's surprising. Atlanta.
Really?
Thing. I don't know. Who knows what he's doing over there?
No, I was just, it was,
I've
just
never heard Deb? Anybody else call her Deb.
I have he never heard Bogle. Anybody.
He calls her Deb. I was listening to the radio interview, and it was, you know, Deb.
I've never heard anybody call her Deb.
I'm telling you, Nick Smith calls her Deb. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying it's interesting. I can't think of her as Deb or Debbie or Deborah. You know,
never
it's
Deborah.
Just Bogle.
Bogle.
Yeah. In fact, if I ever do say Debbie, she looks at me like I'm a parent. You know, like when they call you out by your first, like, your full name. Yeah. Matthew.
It's Matthew Raymond. What? All right.
Thanks again to everybody. Thanks, Matt, for doing that. Stick around with us for a little bit here. We're missing a wheel. We're not sure where the wheel is. Somewhere. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day Memorial
Day
forecast.
I knew where the wheel was left last night. Okay, we got today, we do have some increase in clouds, highs around 88 degrees. Then for tonight, could see some scattered showers, mainly before 10 p.m., only a 30% chance with lows around 68 degrees. For your Saturday, isolated showers, thunderstorms, only a 20% chance of that. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs near 89. Sunday, sunshine, highs near 93. Memorial Day, sunny, highs near 92. It is 76 degrees in downtown Decatur. Each autumn, the Decatur Public Schools Foundation honors graduates who have gone on to make a significant impact on the world. This year, two outstanding alumni will be honored at Celebrate the Legacy of Learning on November 10th at Millikan University. This annual tradition shares inspiring success stories that began right here in Decatur. Past honorees have represented a range of professional achievements and contributions to the world, from the arts to business and science to social impact projects. To nominate a Decatur Public Schools graduate from Eisenhower, MacArthur, Lakeview, Stephen Decatur, or the Old Decatur High School, call 362-3042 or visit dps61.org/foundation to print a form from the website. The deadline to nominate a candidate for consideration is September 3rd. The Decatur Public Schools Foundation makes a difference for students every day, and we're excited to celebrate excellence that grew in our hometown. Call 362-3042 to tell us.
Patience.
The Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce welcomes all members of the community to the 10th Annual Community Prayer Breakfast on Wednesday, June 6th at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. This year's featured speaker is Les Steckel. Steckel is the past president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, a retired colonel in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves, and an NFL coach and coordinator for 23 years. The event is sponsored by HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and Investment Planners Incorporated. Get tickets for only $15 at DecaturChamber.com. Or call 422-2200.
Really?
I'm not sure if I have anything to give you.
Okay. What we'll do here is stall right until the 30-30 Fox News break.
Yes, if we could, that would be great.
It's a Friday show, and evidently Jeff is the grease that keeps the wheel going, because when he's absent, look what happens.
We said he'll be in after 8.
We'll take a break for Fox News. We've got a lot to get to here today. Only a half hour left to do it. Stay tuned.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Harvey Weinstein's been led from a police station in handcuffs in New York. The former movie mogul turned himself in to face criminal charges, including rape involving two women. They're among dozens of accusers.
The rape charge relates to a woman who has not spoken publicly or been identified. Weinstein stepped out of a black SUV and turned himself into the NYPD's first precinct.
Harvey, what took you so long?
Weinstein's attorney has previously said in court papers that the allegations against his client are without merit.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A man who shot a woman and at least one girl at a restaurant in Oklahoma City is shot by a bystander in the parking lot.
The suspect is dead. There's no other fear for him to be running around doing this anymore.
Police Captain Bo Matthews says the shooting appears to have been random. The shooting victims were a mother and daughter and possibly another girl. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. Illinois Attorney General candidate Erica Harold says Springfield has failed its Me Too test. The Republican, backed by Governor Bruce Rauner, proposed sweeping changes this week to the way harassment allegations are handled under the dome. The failure by Speaker Madigan, Senator Kwame Raoul, and the Democratic majority in the General Assembly to enact meaningful reform of the investigation and complaint resolution process is a failure of leadership, Harold said. Women deserve real reform. Harold will face Raoul in the November general election. Harold wants to change the law so that the legislative inspector general is independent of the General Assembly. Currently, the LIG needs permission to investigate from an 8-member panel of lawmakers, 4 from each party. If they split a vote, the complaint never sees the light of day. Harold would expand that commission to include civilians and place mandatory punishments and sunlight provisions into law. In sports, Cardinals idle last night. They're back in action tonight as they are in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. We'll have that pregame for you at 5:10, first pitch at 6:05. Meanwhile, the Cubs take on the Giants this afternoon to open up a weekend series in San Francisco. They're set to play at 1:20. And the White Sox are in Detroit this evening, opening a weekend series with the Tigers, 6:10 the game there. And in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics are at Cleveland tonight. That game tips at 7:30. Your next news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Don't miss the Horizon RC Fest, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We've tripled the fun with 3 days of hands-on radio control fun for the whole family. Drive cars and trucks, fly airplanes and drones, ride along during a live drone race, and stay for fireworks Saturday night. That's the Horizon RC Fest, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, starting at 2 p.m. on Friday and 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday at Eli Field behind the Monticello Railway Museum. The fun starts at 10 a.m. Visit HorizonRCFest.com. For more details, race you there.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies and then a chance of some scattered clouds, actually. It's just going to get a little increase in clouds today with highs around 88 degrees. And for tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms possible, only 30% possible, cloudy skies with lows around 68. For your Saturday, we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 89. Sunday, sunshine, highs near 93, and Monday, for your Memorial Day, sunny and highs near 92. It's 76 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Can you not like John Bon Jovi? Good morning and welcome. We're back here live on a Friday, back with Matt Hall and Lindsay Romano in just a couple of seconds. Plus, we'll give away some Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Right now, we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The Dow closed down 75 points on Thursday to 24,811. Economic news was disappointing and geopolitical concerns escalated after President Trump announced he is canceling the planned June 12th summit with the North Korean leader. The president attributed the cancellation to, quote, open hostility from the North Korean regime. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.11%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.83%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.06%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 4/32, yielding 2.958%. Gold futures were down 70 cents at $1,309.20. Crude oil futures were down $1.59 at $69.13 a barrel. The Dow starts this last day of the trading week at 24,760, a negative 50 points. ADM at 44.74, Ameren 58.75, Caterpillar, 157 even. Norfolk Southern, 152.58. PPG, 102.12. Tate & Lyle, 35.56. And Mueller Water, 11.70. And I close with a quote from Helen Keller. Keep your face to the sun, and you will never see the shadows. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Tuesday morning. Off Monday for Memorial Day, three-day weekend, back in the saddle Tuesday morning. Don't forget our Operation Cookie Share Thursday with our good friends at the Kidder Earth Mover Credit Union and the Girl Scouts. The day before, Matt did a great video on this a couple of years ago where the flags are put in. The Hickory Point Bank volunteers team up with the Girl Scouts to put that flag garden in the 300 block. I changed my profile picture. Not my profile picture. I always screw this up. What's the big picture on your
cover
Facebook?
Photo. Cover photo.
Cover photo. I don't know why I have a hard time remembering that, but I do. I put a picture of that up from either last year or the year before. It's such a cool deal.
It is. It's fun to be part of. The last couple of years, we've done a video out there and kind of time-lapse it. And you think that's a lot of flags, and I don't understand how it's going to take shape. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, wow, there's like 1,000 flags already out there. How did this happen? And it's really fun to take part of it and to see the Girl Scouts really buy into it. And it's those girls love this stuff. And it's impressive. It really is.
They really do. So great stuff as always. It's going to be a big action-packed summer. And we cannot wait. We'll be kicking off officially next week the Hot 25, Limitless Decatur and Newhoff Media. We're going to have Bob Brady is going to be it's going to be a blast. We've identified the 25 sort of must attend, must go to, must be a part of events through the summer months. Mm-hmm. And we're going to spotlight and highlight and do all kinds of great stuff with it. But the Hot 25 is on the way. And that It's Hot Bob campaign has, you know, like wings. That thing is so popular.
It just doesn't I don't mean this in a bad way. It never died. It just keeps going. It's Hot Bob is huge. The shirts are out there. It's huge.
Yep,
it's
the 25 hottest things to do and see in Central Illinois this summer from the Bob Brady Auto Group, Limitless Decatur, and Newhoff Media. Looking forward to it. It's
going
to
be a blast. How long have they been doing
the Hot Bob?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. There's a family member that was in town for little man's graduation.
Yeah.
And they have lived out of state for a very long time and said, oh, it is Hot Bob. I'm like, how in the world?
I don't know. I don't know if it's that. I don't think it's from a movie. It must have been that.
Uh-uh. I think it was been going on since I remember it doing it in high school, at least.
Well, there you have it. So, I don't know. Come on now.
I don't know. I kind of remember
that.
Well,
we can find that out.
Yeah.
It doesn't go back that far.
Who knows? I'm not that old. I just realized where you were going, sir. Yes. I know I'm a little slow on the
back
uptake.
In the 60s,
but...
yeah.
Okay, so let's recap today. Somewhere along the way between our party last night, the...
Woohoo!
Getting better. Pokal's Live celebration. Jeff Daly went like MIA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Other than a couple of mysterious texts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And a very, very close talking moment I had at the beach house.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Jeff last night. I mean, it was one of those nights I didn't get to do a lot of socializing because I was trying to, like, get the aug. I mean, you know, we had stuff we had to do. You know, it was the committee, and that's the committee's responsibility so that Debbie and everyone else can have fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't, I talked to a lot of people last night, clearly, but I didn't talk to Jeff. I saw him and Janet, and, you know, I just didn't get a chance to sort of interact very much. Mm-hmm. It was some were having more fun than others. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
Last night. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I had like four waters.
Mm-hmm. I had a half a water. So, and then I lost it somewhere. So.
Yeah, I always actually hate that feeling. There's like four of them. Like, I'm really thirsty, but then
I
have no
get
idea
one.
Which one of those.
And even one. I get a new one. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Not new steak after 3 weeks, but you're going to go ahead and get that.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, yesterday. Okay. So I had made steak, like, and it's, you know, it's fine in the freezer, but I had, like, set it out to thaw early, then brought it in Monday, and then left it in the fridge here. Didn't really think about the amount of time it's just been in a fridge and not frozen.
Uh-huh.
And I ate a little bit of it, and I'm like, I bet this
when?
Is...
When? Yesterday?
Yesterday!
From Monday.
And then I started getting phantom stomach problems.
Yes.
Like, I think I might have just gave myself food poisoning.
So as we're walking by, and Miggy from I-103 is standing around, is like, hey, old Puerto Rican recipe. Get some ginger ale, stir it up till there's no fizz, and drink it. I'm telling you, it works. I'm like, that needs to be a segment, old Puerto Rican recipes with Miggy. That's, like, of all the things.
Because he's always got some old Puerto Rican something.
All right. Well, maybe that'll be a new...
like a
anewnaticator.com.
He's like, oh, that is like, no bueno.
I don't feel good. My stomach kind of hurts. Come on.
By the way, that's her everyday of life.
I know, but I was really thinking to myself, I am going to be sitting in John's Hill Auditorium with like meat sweats.
Yeah.
And like ready to like.
No, not just meat sweat. 5-day-old meat sweat.
Yeah, like.
Yes.
The worst.
I'm thinking of the scene in Bridesmaids.
And you realize that this, I could die accidentally.
Sure.
And to say that she's less than I always feel like she's like going to cut up raw chicken and then use the same knife to cut up like vegetables.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
You do a lot of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
I put myself in danger. I just didn't think about it. I was like, oh, this is.
Yeah, there's a way to eat right.
USDA and there's says a way 3 days.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I've extended that by 5.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Evidently, it passed through osmosis into Jeff Daly somehow.
I guess.
All right. Hey, we've got the Hot 25 coming up, which we'll announce next week, and the hottest 25 events, must-see-and-do events in Central Illinois over the summer months. And we're really going to look forward to being at all of these things and doing videos and photos and taking, you know, what I'm personally looking forward to is taking all the Bob Brady cars.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to match the car to the event. Some things have a Jeep feel. Some things have a Cadillac feel, right?
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Some things have a convertible feel.
Ooh.
Yes. So we're going to be doing that all summer, so look for the Hot 25. Game of Thrones. I want to talk about this for a minute when we get back here, because I need to get some – Matt's always got really – I think – I'm not always down with all of Matt's musical selection, mm-hmm. but I'm not a hater because he's got a very interesting twist on things, so I like to find new and innovative stuff. Mm-hmm. Eric Lee dismisses it as like as a talentless sort of like just – guy listens to goofy stuff. Now, I don't I'm not going to write a letter like Rudy to the editor, you know, right. I'll try your stuff, and if I like it, I don't like it, but there's a lot of stuff I've gotten mm-hmm. from Matt that I really like. And I feel you're that way sort of pop culture, and we have this Magnum PI Miami Vice thing. So somewhere along the DNA, we have the same taste in some things. So I want to know what you're watching right now. Okay. We're going to talk about that. And I do have the details on, you know, Game of Thrones is only going to be 6 episodes,
2-hour long each.
Yeah. So they're
epic movies. You're basically going to get 6 Game of Thrones movies next year.
Do we know that for sure?
Yes. That was what when the news broke earlier on this year that it was going to be in 2019, but they were going to do 6 episodes. It was, wait, what? And then you read further down, it was, these are going to be 2 hours each.
Are you sure? I mean, we do know that, right?
That was, I read that. I remember hearing other people talk about that. That was what it was going to be, is that it's going to be this gigantic, epic deal.
Okay, I hope so after waiting all this time. Because mm-hmm. the first 6 season had 10 episodes, and you remember the 7th season only had 7 episodes, and now the 8th season's only going to have 6. Now, if they're longer, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't going to be until 19.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know when, or is that still to be determined?
I want to say it was... middle of 2019, mm-hmm. like around this time, I think, next year.
I hate when they do this nebulous stuff. I mean, in this world of on-demand, like, we want everything right now. Yeah. They've been previewing this Amazon Jack Ryan series yes. coming in 18 for, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we finally have a date. It's August. Finally.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not know when a thing's going to be ready?
Yeah.
And they did this with Mad Men. They did this with Sopranos, I mean, which was kind of the precursor for all this stuff. And they're doing it with Games of Thrones and some of these other things. And I just think that's not going to fly anymore when people want what they want, like, right now.
Well, mm-hmm. and I don't like that it's just so ambiguous, because you also wonder, okay, what kind of problems are going on behind the scenes that this may not happen at all?
Oh, mm-hmm. true. But I would, I mean, how would it shake with our audience if I just said, you know, we're going to, this is our last show, and we'll be back sometime.
Oh, yeah. Forget that.
To be determined. When? I don't know. 19?
Ish. It's going to be on a day.
We have more respect for you than that. We would never do that to you. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo. Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
There's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really close.
That's the spirit.
Right now, get 0.9% APR for 60 months on a new 2018 RAV4. Toyota, let's go places.
0.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,705 $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college debt or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end 6/4/18.
Hi, my name is Miranda, and I'm a Girl Scout. Join Girl Scouts of Central Illinois and Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union in Central Park on May 31st for our 5th annual Operation Cookie Share. Neuhoff Media will be live from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Help us send 10,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies to our military and first responders. Visit Central Park or any Earth Mover branch to make a donation. Visit OperationCookieShare.org for more information. Then be sure to tune in on Thursday, May 31st to show your support for Operation Cookie Share.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. First of all, Matt Hall, what did you think about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction? I don't know. We watched the ceremony, which was taped like a month ago, but it was on HBO. I love the Cars. I think the Cars is one of those. It's just one of those bands you can forget and kind of underestimate until you go back and see just the sheer volume of hits they had.
I agree. I remember we had a discussion about the Hall of Fame nominations a while back, and that's exactly what we agreed upon, was the same thing. I forget what all they did. But they've got good stuff.
You
got
to Google the image of Rick, and it's Ocasek, not Ocasek, okay. Which they corrected, and I've been saying it wrong for 40 years.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like Dana Carvey doing Rick Ocasek in a skit on Saturday Night Live. Just Google the image, and I promise you,
right,
you will, you'll go, really, that is true. They're terrible live now. They did not do a great job. Bon Jovi, I'm a big fan of John Bon Jovi, and I like some of Bon Jovi's music, although I would not really call myself a Bon Jovi fan.
Oh, me either. Me either. I like some of the stuff. More of his earlier stuff.
130 million records.
That's though. Incredible. Oh, look, it's incredible. People love him, and that's great. And he seems like a genuinely good guy. And seeing him in some of his TV bits he's done, some comedies and stuff. Look,
right.
I think he's great. I never got into his new stuff, but, I mean, Wanted Dead or Alive, Blaze of Glory, all those songs. I remember all those
every
things.
Soundtrack of every, you know, bad sort of like 80s Rat Pack kid movie kind of, you know, if Emilio Estevez was in it, you had yourself a John Bon Jovi soundtrack.
Great. And I was in on that. Never owned any of their albums, but when it came on the radio, I listened.
Yeah. All right. So, anywho. Right now, we're waiting on a lot of stuff. It's kind of a dry time. Lindsay, would you not say that we had so much stacked up to watch, and then we're now in a dry spell?
Mm-hmm.
We still have The Expanse going on. Have you started that yet?
I started. I need to get back into it. So I started the first episode. I regrettably watched it while tired.
Don't do that.
I think it did take me maybe like 2 episodes.
It's one of those that slowly builds because it's got a big universe.
Sure.
And so it takes a while to introduce everything. But once it gets going, the only thing I would compare it to is, and it has nothing to do with, but The Wire, which was the great Baltimore police drama. It's like that in that it's a big universe with a lot of characters and a lot of moving parts. And it gives it the due respect it deserves. Doesn't give you like, oh, we'll do this hackneyed premise and jump from A to B. I mean, it lets it, you know, it's like opening the bottle of wine and letting it air a little bit.
Okay.
So really good. And the third season is now on Sci-Fi on Wednesday nights. And so we caught up with the episode last night. And you know what we did? We watched it dead tired.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
But there was a moment that woke us up.
Okay. Then.
Can't give you that moment because then it would give away another moment which you have not seen yet. So anyway, The Expanse is definitely worth watching. Anything else right now? What's on your screen? What have you saved? What do you have in the queue?
In the queue for me right now, Arrested Development. I like that show when it was on Fox. I'm a big Jason Bateman, David Cross fan. They're great.
What was the other Jason Bateman series that's on one of the page as an original?
Oh, that is there is on Netflix is Ozark.
Ozark,
which is tremendous. If you haven't seen that yet, watch it. It's a different style of Jason Bateman. No. It's a dark, it's a really, really interesting show. I didn't expect that out of Jason Bateman. It was good. So there's that. There is trying to catch up on some things. We're trying to catch up on Fear of the Walking Dead.
That's turned into my – I like it better than the original.
I think we're on the same – deal as well.
No,
I
enjoy Fear.
I mean, I'm invested in Walking Dead, obviously, for a long time, so I will continue to watch it. But Fear the Walking Dead is interesting. I'm intrigued to see what happens next, because we're about three quarters of the way through the last season. There's that. I did watch the show Dope on Netflix. Interesting little documentary. They're like 45 minutes long. It takes you through different spots of America about what's going on there. There's a thing about the meth deal in Indiana and all those things there. It's interesting. I'm trying to catch up on the Marvel Universe. I had stopped after Infinity War, or not Infinity War, pardon me, Civil War. So I had to catch up on that. So I've watched Guardians of the Galaxy, and I've watched some of those things.
I hated the second one.
Yeah.
Hate's a strong word. It didn't have any of the magic the first one had.
No, it didn't.
You can't just stick Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell in there and call it a day.
I agree.
That's kind of lazy.
It is. So I need to watch Spider-Man now.
That's great.
I need to watch Homecoming.
That kid, he's English.
Yeah.
British. That kid is really good. He is the first Spider-Man that, to me, of all of the reboots and the franchises, that feels like the comic book Spider-Man.
Yeah, I agree. From what I've seen of him, some clips here and there, you're right. Tobey Maguire definitely was not that.
Wonder Woman's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justice League, horrible.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay.
I've heard that. I don't know if I want to see Aquaman, which sounds terrible, but people are really excited.
I'm
going
to have to watch Aquaman because evidently in a world full of male toxicity that's in our household, it's encouraged.
Mm-hmm. So there's
toxic masculinity. Is that the correct phrase?
Yes, it is.
Is there anybody that embodies that more than him?
Yeah, it's funny because like in his case, it's a bunch of women sitting around. He's hot. Yeah. Oh, I think so too. Me too. That's our Me Too whenever he's on the screen.
Jason
Momoa?
Momoa.
Yeah. Hawaiian by birth, and he was in Game of Thrones, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was Drago, wasn't he?
Drago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Met a really bad end. Of course, they all do. It's just a matter of time, right?
Yeah. I've yet to see Game of Thrones. It's on our list to watch.
We're probably at the point.
Let me tell you this. You got to jump that to the front of the list. And I really held off on this for the longest time. Mm. And I felt for a while, it's like, I don't want to join a club that has so many members. I mean, but I'm telling you, it's
because
worth
people
it.
Would get mad when I didn't know what they were talking about. They're like, how do you not watch GOT?
Yeah,
I'm not ever going to call it
exactly.
GOT.
Right.
And I'm like, that's why,
right
there.
Here's what I'm going to do this weekend. Here's what's on my list. There is a new Netflix series called Safe.
Yes.
And Michael C. Hall, who is best known for Dexter, the Showtime series, which was really, till it jumped the shark. First three or four seasons was fantastic.
Trinity Killer was great.
He plays a British pediatric surgeon whose wife has died, and he's raising his two teenage daughters in this sort of gated community in England. And one of the daughters goes missing, and evidently there's a real dark side lurking under this English suburb.
Oh,
it's supposed to be really good.
Yes,
is he English?
So
no, he's not. Mm-mm. He's not. But he said that's one of the challenges he wanted to do was the accent, because he'd been doing so much.
And
of
that's
the
kind of
thing.
Rare, other than like Madonna, who didn't do it well. You don't usually see American actors doing the English accent.
No, it's the other way around. Because half the time, major stars and all the TV shows you're watching, when you see them in real life, you're like, what?
I know.
Hugh Laurie was like that for me.
Hugh Laurie?
House. I didn't realize that he was. When I recognized him, I'm like, oh, he's been in so many things. And he is British. But I didn't realize that at first.
Andrew Lincoln was one of those.
Andrew Lincoln? And so is the gentleman who moved over to Fear the Walking Dead.
Morgan?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's
now that one I definitely
he's a British
see.
Actor. And I think one of the weirdest ones is the redheaded guy with the smallest mouth in the world that's in Billions and that was in Homeland.
He is.
Yes, he is. I've heard. Yes.
Damian Lewis. What is
so good with that like kind of Boston New York
snotty accent? Yeah.
Yeah. He does have a tiny, tiny mouth.
He looks like, do you remember
How
that really racist Eskimo cartoon they did with the mouths? And they had real mouths on the cartoon heads?
What was it for?
It was like an animated series, like way back. I mean, it was like horribly like racist stereotype. But they had this like new technology. They had like animated faces.
I don't even know how to put that in, racist
Eskimos. I'm saying that's what it was. But that's what his mouth looks like.
Yeah.
Google it. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
What do I even Google with what you just described?
I'm sorry. I guarantee you just Google
racist
it. You'll find it.
Eskimo
animated series. Got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up with Big Matt Hall on what has been an interesting Friday morning show heading into the 3-day Memorial Day weekend. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies. Could see some increasing clouds with highs near 88. For tonight, some scattered showers, thunderstorms, cloudy, and lows around 68. For your Saturday, we could see mostly sunny skies, slight chances of some showers isolated, with highs near 89 degrees. Sunday, sunshine, highs near 93, and Memorial Day, sunny, highs around 92. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 78 degrees.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Gear up for summer with help from your neighbors at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We've got the tools and supplies you need for your home, lawn, and garden. Right now, save on Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Concentrate Plus. A 36.8-ounce bottle is $16.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. A 10-pound box of Miracle-Gro all-purpose plant food is now just $17.99. Save on a Never King heavy-duty 100-foot garden hose. Sale price is $29.99. And check out the Cub Cadet 46-inch deck 22-horsepower lawn tractor. Features a Kohler engine and hydrostatic transmission. It's $16.99.99. That's genuine value from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Our garden center in Decatur is now open. Stop in and check out our incredible selection of hanging baskets, annuals, and premium flower baskets. Right now, a 10-inch patriotic hanging basket is just $9.99. Visit us at our newly reopened garden center at 1191 Southside Drive in Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, did you find it on Google?
I know. In fact, they're like, what is wrong with you is what came up.
Oh, I'm not making that up. It was a real thing. And if you look hard enough, I found the YouTube video of it, and I didn't have audio to listen to, but I did find the
Clutch Cargo.
Yeah, it was some sort of animated thing. They did more than just that one thing. Yeah. So there you have it. Hey, I did just get a text that I'm not going to take any credit for this, but we talked about it with Paul Osborne and then Tim Gleason and Bill Clevenger, but they have come to a deal where they're going to be offering gas at Lake Decatur with the city. Details to come. Let's do that nice. Little bit of good news. Bad news is it's going to probably be like $5 a gallon when gas prices
well,
are going
hey,
right
you
now.
You got your pump.
Yes.
Don't complain.
Man, I wonder how many times that's been said and in what context in life.
Exactly right.
That could be
it
a
again?
Very interesting
Did
sentence.
Did I do it again?
Yeah, you're just sort of an ongoing thing with you. Hey, here's the deal. If you missed any of the show today, I'm not
it's
blaming
okay.
you. The podcasts are powered by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You can find them on nowdecatur.com, the Nowdecatur Facebook page, and the iTunes store. Thanks again for everyone supporting the cause last night for Debbie Bogle. Check out Matt's video. We will see you Tuesday morning. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and